This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dub Nation, this is Brandon Pajemski, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. You're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Nice game last night, Pods. They got to back it up. That's what good NBA players do. Back-to-back good games. You know what Rick Barry said?
I don't.
Great players never have bad back-to-back games. And you know what? Trust me, he's right. He's right.
We've seen a couple back-to-back stinkers from greats.
I know, but as a general rule, we respond.
I think in the big games, you generally don't see them. Like, maybe in the regular season. there was something last night that I know we're going to get into. You know, I apologize for teasing this for about an hour. We haven't gotten to the Draymond stuff, but Dylan Brooks is an idiot.
Oh, my God.
Dylan Brooks is an absolute idiot. Number one, I mean, I'm not the fashion police. Goo can help you out there, but did you cannot get a technical when you're not in the game and you're chirping at Curry from the sideline? That game was not over, and it felt like that was the death knell for the Suns. And when they put Dylan Brooks' face up on the Chase Center screen board, I don't think anybody wasn't booing him in that arena. It was like, what are you doing? Even Jalen Green, who's more, you know, dressed up and colorful and drawing more attention to himself than anybody, Dylan Brooks is sitting there with the, I don't know, like the Axel Foley shades, and I just didn't like any of it. And I'm a fan of his game, but that dude's an idiot.
As Guru would say, I got to be careful here.
You better be careful.
But the whole thing wasn't a good look for Dylan Brooks, the Suns, or the NBA.
I mean, what's he doing? He's an idiot.
Well, Bruce. Hey, by the way, did I see Bochy's going to advise? He's going to advise the Giants?
Special advisor.
Let me tell you something. Our president needs an advisor. Posey.
Is that how you took it?
Absolutely.
I took it as Tony Vitello better watch out. Don't have a slow start. We got a righty waiting in the bullpen.
Stop it.
That's pretty funny. All right. So Draymond Green, as you know, is somewhat outspoken. And he has his own podcast right here on the Odyssey Network. And he was also on a podcast yesterday with Jordan Schultz. Draymond Green talks football. And
kind of.
I've heard Draymond Green talk football, and I got to tell you, I love it. I just love hearing Draymond talk about sports. I really do, because he's got a perspective you don't hear much, and it's a pro athlete who I do think is telling the truth. But we had a little reaction to this, and maybe we got to talk about it. Take a listen, Draymond Green.
Dak's a bum. Oh,
Dak's not a bum. He's an MVP candidate.
Yeah, that's fine. He's getting some numbers and they stink. Dak's a bum.
He's not a bum, dog. He's a really good quarterback.
No. No, he's a bum. They'll never win with Dak.
You're too smart and you know too much about football to say Dak Prescott's a bum.
I won 4 championships, Jordan. So you got to understand, when I say bum, I'm not saying Dak Prescott isn't a good NFL quarterback. Of course he's a good NFL quarterback. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying when the money's on the line, when it's for all the marbles, who are you? He a bum.
I totally disagree.
Yeah,
I totally
what disagree. What has he done in those moments? Been a bum.
He is.
He's
some
been a
point.
Bum in the moments, Jordan. When they had their best team, best offensive line in the league, they had all that to get to the playoffs, and he a bum.
But the story isn't fully written yet.
It's pretty written because now he's making $65 million and it's way harder to win. Like, you got to be so, like, Patty Mahomes good to be, like, that highly paid and still go win. Like, that's a very hard thing to do. Like, it's over.
All right, that's Draymond Green talking about Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott. Why don't you start?
I think it's a little harsh. Bum is such a strong word. All right, let me ask you this. Who do you think is a good NBA comp for Dak Prescott? And while you sit on it, I got one in mind.
All right.
Paul George.
Okay.
I think Paul George is a fair comp for Dak Prescott. Neither of them have had really long-term playoff success. They've both been involved in regular season accolades. They're both maybe borderline Hall of Famers by the time their career is over. They both are overpaid, and they both play for teams that their contract prohibits their team's ability from getting better.
Right.
He would never call Paul George a bum. He just wouldn't. He would never call Paul George a bum. And that's where I have a problem with it, because he's talking about football. And I actually thought Schultz said something interesting, which was like, you're too smart for that and you know football. We should just stopped after you're too smart for that. Because if you're calling Dak Prescott a bum, then you don't know football. Is Dak Prescott a guy I want in a playoff game? No. I've been critical of Dak Prescott. I think that Brock Purdy, when he's at his best, is better than Dak Prescott. But Dak Prescott is not a bum. And to call him that is just, it almost felt like he was doing it for clicks, which maybe he was.
Well, I don't like the term bum either. That's one that I for a guy like me, I would be reluctant to use. Now, he's a pro athlete. The one thing he explained, but his explanation to me proves that he shouldn't have used the word, is he really meant he's a bum when the chips are down, right? Because he finished runner-up in the regular season a couple years ago as a quarterback. I guess what bothers me a little bit is he would rip anybody else for using that term on a pro athlete that he disagreed wasn't a bum. You know what I mean?
I mean, I think that Dak is a really easy target because he plays for the Dallas Cowboys, who, unless you're a Cowboys fan, no one likes, and I understand. He makes the most money of any quarterback in the league, and he's not the best quarterback in the league, and he's consistently come up short in the biggest of games. He is the easiest target in the NFL. And so to me, it's like, like, you know, you talk about Draymond going after Europeans.
Right.
Dak's not European, but he's an easy target.
True.
He's another easy target that Draymond has no problem putting crosshairs on and going after. Like, you know, whether it's bum or not clutch or whatever, like, I don't like the word bum, but even for Draymond to just go after Dak Prescott, it's like, sure. Yeah, we can all say Dak doesn't show up, but Dak is whack. Dak sucks. Dak stinks. Okay. Say that about your NBA brethren then. James Harden consistently shows up or doesn't show up in big games. You know who else recently hasn't showed up in big games? He's a champion. Klay Thompson's had a couple stinkers in elimination games.
Right.
But he's a champion, so you wouldn't go there. I think, well, maybe that's too strong, but Paul George is the guy to me that I consistently fall back. Paul George's most memorable postseason moment is when he missed a game winner in the playoffs for the Indiana Pacers, and they immediately cut to his Gatorade commercial where he makes a fictional game winner.
Oh, I missed that.
That's Paul George. It's Dame Lillard waving goodbye to him after knocking him out of the postseason in OKC. That's Paul George. But you would never call him a bum. And it's as much about Draymond taking the low road as it is like just not having the guts to go after guys that he's cool with.
Yeah, okay, there's certain words I don't use. Like, you know why I don't use bum? Is because I've heard Shaq use it a lot. And I know that when he uses it, it is a term that he uses for the worst of the worst guys in the league. You know what I mean? Like, a bum is, you don't respect the person, you don't respect their game, you don't think anything of it. Like, I couldn't use the word bum for a pro player. I might say he stinks, but that's got a little bit of a tongue-in-cheek. But I
think he stinks.
Yeah, like, you know, that's, everybody knows I'm kind of joking there. But bum is a bridge too far for me. Like, bum, scrub, I don't like scrub either. And in a weird way, like, I think there are some words that they're off limits to me. One is bum, one is scrub, and of course the other is a choker. I don't like choker. Now, Scrabini, I think I'm a little more lighthearted. Like, I think when you say somebody's a scrub, you're saying they stink. When you're saying Scrabini, it's like, and I's a ninth man and he hurt you last night. Something like that. I know we're getting into semantics.
Yeah,
but
it's about the word, which I think is triggering to people. And that's probably why he uses it. But I mean, maybe in his mind, bum isn't actually that bad.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe it's not.
But I think it's, well, I mean, you know, it's obviously not a curse word or anything, but
bum is a word you use when you have no respect for the individual.
Exactly. Like, you give me a word, you know, that you can say on the air and describe a player or players. There aren't many worse than he's a bum. You know what I mean? What's worse than he's a bum? That's about as low as you could
he's
say.
He's a B
it.
Word? I don't know.
Yeah.
The actual B word.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, maybe, but like, to me, I think that like Dre going after Dak Prescott, it's
a little low hanging fruit.
I mean, it's not that he hasn't done it before, I guess. Well, first of all, to be fair, I didn't listen to the entire conversation, so I don't know how they got on the conversation of Dak Prescott. But there's a lot of other quarterbacks in the league that I would consider bums before I got to Dak Prescott.
That I would agree with. Hey, Sports Talk on 95.7 The Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Yeah, I don't like calling somebody a loser either, but I've used that term before. I don't know. Let's go to Joe in Martinez. Wants to jump in here. Hey, Joe, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good.
All right.
I think Draymond's response or using that word was just an emotional response for that performance during that period. In other words, when he's in the playoffs and everything's on the line and he's got the skills, because he's already acknowledged that he's a good quarterback. He said that. So, you know, I think he's just using that word for that period of time where he's not coming through.
Gotcha. Yeah, you know, I agree.
He's a good quarterback. And he said he's a good quarterback. But I think when you've got everything stacked, you know, you had a good line, everything's there, and you don't come through, it's just an emotional response. I don't think he means, you know, he's a garbage quarterback. He's just a bum. When that time comes, he's not coming through.
Right.
You know, he's being whatever the reason. He's just not coming through when he should be.
Yeah.
So
no, I agree.
I think, don't too hard.
Yeah, no, thanks, Joe. I agree. I think that's what he meant. But, okay, as long as we're really getting into it, okay, who's the most important player on any football team for the most part? It's the quarterback.
Yeah.
So I do have a little bit of a problem, even though he is a four-time champion, getting to play alongside, okay, getting to play alongside Steph, Clay, and Kevin Durant, Draymond, like, I just think he's not the guy who should be calling Dak Prescott a bum. There's only one guy who could do that, and that's Steph, to my way of thinking.
Well, yeah, but Steph would never do that, and that's what makes him Steph, and that's what makes Draymond Draymond. But, okay, so if we're going to call guys who stink in the playoffs bums, fair, totally fair. Lamar Jackson a bum? I'm just, like, I have no...
You have to be,
no,
right?
I have this argument all the time with Goo, and I have no ammunition when it comes to the postseason. He's had some good games, there's no doubt, but large in part, Lamar Jackson has come up short in a lot of postseason performances where you could point to his individual efforts as being the reason why the Baltimore Ravens lose. Are you going to call Lamar Jackson a bum?
Because I would never.
Neither would I. Lamar Jackson is the opposite of a bum. He's one of the greatest players this league has, but he comes up short in the postseason.
Okay.
There's plenty of examples of guys that are great regular season performers that do not have their best foot forward, and I don't know if it's because, you know, they have problems mentally, they short circuit, they implode. I don't know. Like, I haven't been in those situations. I don't know. But I know that I would never call a player like that who is as great as Lamar Jackson in the regular season a bum because he comes up short in the postseason.
Yeah, and like, I get that Draymond is a four-time champion, so his standards as a pro athlete who's won four titles are ridiculously high. Like, I completely get that. But I just, like,
is Chris Paul a bum?
Well, that's what, I mean, if
like, there's
we
a lot
be
of
honest,
really good players well, that we could put in that category.
How many bums, if Dak Prescott's a bum, then how many bums have the Warriors and Draymond Green sent packing in basketball over the years? Is James Harden a bum? He couldn't get over on the Warriors. Chris Paul, another good one. Like
Durant?
I would never call those guys bums.
Neither would I. But that's what I'm saying. It's like, all right, we're taking it too literally. Fair. He's just talking about guys who come up short in big games. There's a long list of those dudes that I wouldn't consider bums, man. That's just, I don't know. I just feel like it's a little too strong.
That's all.
And look, he's having the argument with Jordan, and Draymond's not a guy to back down either, which is one of the parts about him that makes him a great competitor. But like, just doubling and tripling down on bum, I guess I just feel like that's beneath him.
Well, and he's also kind of doing what he can't stand when media does it. You know what I mean? A media guy who doesn't play pro basketball, who would say it about a basketball player, he'd come to their defense. If he were an NFL player, he would come, like, every Cowboy should have Dak Prescott's back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Let's get a different perspective here from Blake in Concord. Says, probably not you, but I'm out of touch. What's up, Blake? How you doing, buddy?
What's going on, guys?
Hey.
Thanks for having me. Love listening to you.
Yep.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait to also see you guys tomorrow at Jackson Pleasant Hill.
Awesome, man. Come introduce yourself for sure.
Hell yeah.
That'll be great. I just want to comment on this bum conversation here. Draymond Green.
Yep.
Great, great defensive player. But if you took 50% of the NBA and you asked him, is Draymond a bum? At least 50% are going to say yes. I'm going to say that term bum is used loosely around sports. You know, we're always calling players bums. Dak Prescott, he's a bum. you know, Draymond Green, he's a bum. He opens his mouth way too much. As I'm a huge Warriors fan, and I don't like Draymond. I never have. But, you know, Dak, come on. Okay, look at the last game against the Cardinals. He got blown.
Did we lose him?
Blake, we're losing you, but that's fair. Here's my, okay, somebody help me out here. You know, excluding things you can't say on the radio, like what are the worst things you can say about a player? And my vocabulary, bum is one of the worst. Choke artist, choker, that's up there. Scrub is up there. But maybe there are words, like are there words out there that are even worse than calling somebody a bum? Like that you can say on the radio?
To me, bum is just the lowest of the low. Like you don't deserve my air, basically. And maybe the appropriate term for Dak Prescott is he's a choker. Like he chokes in big moments, in big games. And I know you don't like it, but I think that's more appropriate because like Dak Prescott's had... Okay, so before the last two games, right? Before Denver and Arizona, we're just going to look at Dak Prescott's season. He had had four consecutive games where he'd thrown three or more touchdowns with no picks. Nobody else in the league has done that this year. So he's not a bum. Like he's just not. I don't know, man. It's
I know people are out there saying, are you guys really talking about this? But yeah, like honestly, I just wrote down a bunch of words.
Also, anybody that would call Draymond Green a bum to me would be an idiot. Because he's not. Draymond Green is the opposite of a bum. He is someone that has at every single level won. Winners ain't bums. You know, he might be an overachiever. People might consider him lucky or fortunate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Right.
I don't think people call Draymond Green a bum. They might call him an idiot sometimes, but they don't call him a bum.
So somebody's saying, like, to me, I just wrote down some more words because Estimated Eyes on the YouTube chat said he thinks JAG is worse, the acronym for just a guy. JAG. Mm. I don't. I think bum is way worse than JAG. But, you know, I wouldn't use the word trash. I wouldn't call a guy trash either.
I think bum and trash are one and the same.
I kind of do too. What about...
It also speaks, I think it's like, that kind of speaks to your character too. Like if you're...
I agree.
Like you gotta be a really bad dude for me to call you one of those two things.
Like you gotta be lousy, think you're good,
like,
and never come through.
You know what I think? Ask me, who do you think of when you think of a bum?
Who do you think of when you think of a bum?
Jamarcus Russell. Jamarcus Russell was a bum. That guy stole money from the Raiders, had no intention of applying himself to be a good football player, was an awful quarterback, and didn't try whatsoever. That dude is a bum. Dak Prescott ain't a bum.
Right.
Like that's lowest. Like, Jamarcus Russell, he was trash, bum, a scrub. Every word under the sun you want, trash, whatever you want to throw in there. That was Jamarcus Russell. He's a bum.
So, in other words, and I got to credit the Josh Ram. So, in other words, Moses Moody's a JAG. And,
boy. And, you did call him that.
And Jamarcus Russell is a JAB. Yeah, he's just a bum.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That's
a five. Yeah.
I don't know. Bum to me, a bum has to be a, like, it's not just you're not a great player. You have to be like a bad guy. You have to have done stuff off the court to me or off the field that, you know, was sketchy.
It also has to be proven. Like, for example, you know, Trey Lance wasn't a good quarterback here. I don't really think he was given much of a chance, but I don't think he would have been great. I wouldn't call Trey Lance a bum. Like, I think he's a bust. I wouldn't call him a bum.
Bum, to me, bum is worse than bust. My way of
that's
thinking.
That's fair.
All right. Wordplay coming up on the other side. You can jump in. 888-957-9570 is the number. Hey, what's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. And tomorrow's the day, ladies and gentlemen. The Warriors Summit. Tomorrow, Thursday, November 6th, live from Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill. All the hosts together discussing another Warriors season. We'll be 9 games into the season to give it a little bit different flavor. Willard and Dibbs, they'll do their normal show from 2 to 4, and then all the hosts join from 4 to 6. We'll have great prizes to give away, drink specials, and your chance to meet all the hosts on the same day. That's tomorrow. You can get there at 2. You can get there at 3. You can get there at 4. Just get there. Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill, Thursday, November 6th. We'll see you there.
Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, you're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Some news. No LaVine. No Sabonis. No Keegan Murray. No Steph Curry. And we'll find out about Jimmy Butler and Draymond Green. About fraud. I don't like that one either. He's a fraud.
I kind of like fraud.
I mean,
one of the Bay Area's most recent frauds has actually been quite impressive since his time in San Francisco. That's Gabe Kapler. Gabe Kapler was a fraud, but you got to give it to him. Gabe Kapler has been fired up not once, not twice, but now 3 times because he was just named the general manager of the Miami Marlins.
Farhan's cooked.
Well, he is, but Gabe ain't.
Hey, what do they call it? Failing up, something like that.
Yeah.
By the way, somebody we're throwing, we're like, you know, we're just, listen, Draymond Green called Dak Prescott a bum, and we're just having fun talking about the severity of different words. And, you know, we're throwing around clown and fraud. And I thought you made a really good distinction on this one. And I'll take credit for it if you're scared. But, like, a guy like Nick Young, and this is great, Nick Young, he's not a bum. He's a clown. He's not a bum, right? And we need to be precise, I think, with these things.
Somebody, yeah, that's just the player that, well, you throw out that word a lot when you talk about Nick Young, and there's some others too, but, like, I don't look at Nick Young like a bum. He's there's some clown behavior involved there, but he could play. I mean, he hit some big shots for the Warriors in the playoffs against the Rockets. Got to give him credit. Doesn't mean he's not kind of goofy. I don't know. It's harmless. Like, to me, clown is less harmful than a word like bum. Bum's a word, in my opinion. If you use that in a sports term, you're talking about a player. You can't walk that back.
I kind of agree with that.
A clown is, maybe some people think it's harmful, and I totally get it, but it just has to do with your behavior. It doesn't really have to do with your performance.
One word that we had growing up that I would say does fit, like a guy like Nick Young, is, and you know, I've used this phrase before, and Guru thinks it sounds really bad.
Hey!
But we used to use it back in the, Nick Young's a nitwit. He's a nitwit. That's not really mean-spirited. It's just, yeah, he's kind of a nitwit. What does that mean? He just doesn't take things very seriously, and he's a little goofy, and not very serious, and nitwit.
Goo doesn't like that word?
Well, remember when I said, well, nobody can guard Curry. He's running around there like a nitwit, and you got to try to chase him all over the court. And he goes, what do you mean? Like, you know, he's running around like a nitwit.
You know who actually confirmed that Curry runs around like a nitwit?
Who?
Steve Nash.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear what? So Steph Curry was on the, was it Mind of Game, Game of Mind podcast, the Bronze podcast.
Right.
Uninterrupted. Shout out Jimmy Spencer, by the way. And Steve Nash is the co-host. So Curry goes on, and I think the episode's out, so we're not spoiling anything. But Nash tells this story about, I believe it was a preseason game in Ontario before, I think either the 2013 or the 2014 season, because those were the 2 years that Nash was in L.A., and he said he was on the Lakers. And Kerr confirmed it last night because Nash said it's the game where he decided, I got to retire, because he was too tired from chasing Curry around the court because he's running around like a nitwit. And last night, Kerr was asked about that pregame, and he not only said it was true, but he said the guy that was responsible for it was Alvin Gentry, who used to be the Suns head coach when Nash was there and was an assistant for the Warriors. He's been in the league for a long time, good guy. And Steve Nash apparently knew what the plays were, which is why he knew he was going to hang him up, because those were the exact same plays that Gentry ran when Nash was in Phoenix. And Gentry had Curry just run Nash all over the floor. And finally, Nash came up and with some expletives involved said, hey, Alvin, what the bleep are you doing to me right now? This is a preseason game and I'm 37 years old. And it just confirms that Curry, yeah, sometimes runs around like a nitwit.
So Curry ended Nash.
He's ended a lot of people, Steiny.
Gone.
How many careers do you think, towards the end, people are just like, all right, I got nothing for this guy.
I mean, I feel like he didn't end this guy's career, but he put it on hold, and that's Chris Paul.
He changed the trajectory of Chris Paul's career, I believe, because he usurped him. He knocked him off his perch, the best point guard in the league.
Yeah. Yes, he did. Hey, just a little more Draymond real quick. It's got nothing to do with bum. Relax. It's got to do with basketball. Why don't you explain he and Kevin Durant going a little back and forth.
Do we have the Kevin Durant sound pasta or no? I can explain it if not.
I'll look.
Okay. So KD a couple weeks ago in the Starting Five doc, this is in season two now. Basically, the documentary just follows around a bunch of players. And one of the players this year is Kevin Durant. So during one of the episodes, Kevin Durant said, effectively, offense wins championships. And I think the quote he used was, I can get anybody out here to bend their knees. Basically saying, defense ain't that hard to play if you got people that apply themselves. And so, 2 days ago, there was an article in The Athletic by Sam Amick where he sat down with Draymond, and they talked about a myriad of things, you know, how Draymond wants to still be a top defensive player and his views on the league. He also asked him about KD's comments that offense wins championships. And naturally, Draymond disagreed. And there's the old adage, the Bear Bryant, was it offense sells tickets, defense wins championships? I think most people believe that, and it's gospel. But then apparently Kevin Durant got wind of Draymond disagreeing with him and started going at people on Twitter yesterday about how he's right, and his whole stance was you need guys to get buckets. And Draymond's stance is defense travels, essentially.
Right.
Where did you fall on it?
Well, I think offense is more important than defense right now in the NBA, and it's becoming, the chasm's becoming more and more and more. And the more you give the benefit of the doubt and the advantage to the offense, you lessen the importance of defense. You lessen the importance of defense. And the way the NBA is right now, yes, I think offense is more important than defense because there are things you can't do defensively. I also, like, this isn't for, like, I truly believe if you put a third-year player, like, if a third-year player right here, right now, started playing defense like Draymond Green, that player would be in foul trouble way more than Draymond Green ever was or will be now because of the reputation he's developed. Like, I don't know that there's room for a Draymond Green anymore for a young player to come into the league and kind of be that. And I know, listen, Amen Thompson's a great defender. Wembanyama's 7'5", but the physicality that Draymond plays with, I don't know if they'd allow that right now.
Okay, so here is Kevin Durant from the documentary. Here is his exact comments that kind of sparked this whole conversation.
You have to score baskets if you want to win a championship. Playing defense, we can get any one of y'all in here to bend your legs, not touch the basketball, slide left and right, and contest the shot. That's easy. But when we're talking about winning at a high level against the best of the best, you cannot just do that and win a basketball game. You have to make shots. And that's why I work on my game so much. So if you want to win, you got to make shots.
I love that. I love that.
Nobody can disagree with that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I completely understand why KD feels the way he does. Although, to be fair, like KD when he was on the Warriors was an incredible two-way player. I mean, they had a great defense as well as the number one offense in 2016-17 when he got here. And I can totally understand why Draymond would vehemently disagree with that. Because Draymond's game is predicated on defense doing all those things that Kevin Durant is saying is easy. Bend your legs, slide side to side, contest shots. It's easy. Well, the truth is, Steiny, they're both right. You need both a great offense and a great defense to win a championship. Now, I tend to lean more towards Draymond. Like, if I'm going to have one or the other, I would rather have a great defense. But what to me they're talking about and they're disagreeing about is you need a great offense in the regular season to get through 82 games. You got to score. You're right. There's no doubt about that. But when it comes down to a 16-game season, 1 month of basketball, give me the team that plays the best defense over the team that plays the best offense. That's how I feel.
Well, I would put it this way. One of the ways, having watched Steph Curry play for 17 years and seeing a million attempts at trying to defend him, nothing really works consistently over the long period of time. You know what I mean?
Well, then how come Luka hasn't won a championship?
Well, that's fair. I'm just talking about offensively, there are guys in the league who are just kind of unstoppable. How come? Because you can't touch them. You can't, or you'll send them to the line 15 times. So, like, let me ask you this. Who's the best? Who's a point guard defensive specialist? If there is one.
A point guard defensive specialist? I don't know. GP2.
All right. Let's just take a play. If
point of attack.
If the Warriors during their dynasty did not have Steph Curry, but had a defensive-minded point guard, would they have won titles?
No.
I don't think so either. But they would. But that would have made them a lot better defensively. I'm trying to think of a player, like, I don't know. Yeah, what's his name? Dunn.
Right. Chris Dunn?
Yeah.
Dyson
Daniels, the guy they say can pressure, somebody like that. Davion Mitchell. There it is.
Okay. No, they wouldn't have won, but...
Is that because the imbalance is so great?
No, but if you replace Draymond Green on those championship teams with a power forward who gets buckets and gives as many up on the other end. Replace Draymond Green with Sabonis. Do those teams win championships?
No, I don't think so.
That's why I think they're both right. And actually, as a result of this, I did a deep dive. Sorry, Dibs, I saw your bit. So I went through the last 25 championship teams and looked at their offensive rating and their defensive rating. So this is based on per 100 possessions. And really, it's just it's the number you use to figure out how good of an offense you are relative to the period. So past 25 champions from 2000 to 2025, the average regular season offensive rating rank, 6. The average regular season defensive rating rank, 6. So on average, to win a championship, you need to be a top 10 defense and offensive unit. You can't do it with one or the other. Now, there are some outliers. For example, the Warriors in 2022 were the number one defensive team, and they were 16th in offense, or around middle of the pack. There was the 01 Lakers, who had the number one offense in the league that year. They were the 21st rated defensive team. So they won it by just getting buckets.
Right.
But my point is, over if you take the large sample size of all of these champions, they have both.
Right.
And so when KD says, you got to get guys that get buckets, he's right. But Draymond is saying, you got to get guys that can lock down. He's also correct. And that's why I think it's a fascinating conversation, because it's just about how you want to build your team.
Yeah, I just think that they've constrained defenses to such a degree that even really good defensive teams can only reach a certain threshold because of the rules that they're required to play by, which to me are unfair and unlike any other rules than any other era had a play under. Here, two great names here. Rajon Rondo. See, I think if Rondo replaced Curry, they still would have won. Let's just take the Durant year.
I mean, Rondo's a champion.
Right.
Two-time.
And I think he was skilled enough offensively that they still would have won a title with Rondo and not Curry. Patrick Beverley?
No.
New. I'm out on that one. Like if Patrick Beverley were on the... If Patrick Beverley were Steph Curry and got to play with all the players Steph did for as long as Steph did, I don't know if the Warriors win a title. I'd probably bet against them to win a title.
To me, when I think of a team that has got all the offense in the world and no defense, I think of the 7-second or less Suns.
Right.
I think of Steve Nash leading a brigade of bucket getters and trying to beat you to 120 or 130 points. And some nights, you know what? Most times, they did it. And then it got to the postseason, and it became a little more half-court based, and there were other teams that could scheme. Like, it just gets a lot tougher. You know, I think that team was wildly successful, but they never won a championship. I'm also thinking about teams that had basically all they could do was lock you up, and they couldn't score. Those teams ain't winning either.
Right.
You know, I think it's just really hard to pick one or the other. But personally, I tend to lean more towards Draymond. That's just me.
And I'd lean a little more toward Durant. But, you know, I mean, seriously, back in the 80s, I would have been on Draymond's side. Today, I think it's come full circle. And the offense has too great an advantage in the NBA. That's just me. By the way, tonight... Warriors Sacramento Kings, 7 o'clock start. 7 o'clock start, and it all begins with Warriors pregame at 6.
Warriors live.
Sweet.
Looking forward to no Curry, maybe no Butler, maybe no Draymond, for sure no LaVine, no Sabonis. It's going to be the Stockton Kings against the Santa Cruz Warriors.
Yeah, they got a G League game brewing up in the state capital.
Should be fast.
So we'll find out about Jimmy Butler and the like tonight in Sacramento. Let's go to Jim in St. Louis. Look at that. We got the Arch City. Hey, Jim, get this. Hey, Jim, you there?
Hey, Jim.
Hey, Jim.
Oh, I'm here.
Hey, what's going on?
I'm here, sorry.
Yeah, that's all right.
Oh, man, I was just having lunch.
All right.
Hey, what would you call Russell Westbrook? A bum, a loser, a choker, what?
I don't think I'd call him any of those, honestly.
Yeah. You gotta choose one.
You gotta choose? Probably a choker. I think that's the least diminishing of the three.
I need time to think about that, Jim, in St. Louis.
I think he's one of the best, worst players I've ever known.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's a good call.
I like the way you said that.
That's
hey, by the way, speaking of St. Louis, I've used this before. Do you know what they call the Missouri Valley Conference men's basketball tournament?
Oh, boy.
Arch Madness.
Is this a joke?
No, they call it Arch Madness because they played in St. Louis.
Of course.
Oh, you knew that?
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I live here. I should know, right?
Yeah, it just sounded like you might not have known. I thought that's very clever.
It is. I didn't make it up, though.
I know, it was a conference. Hey, let me ask you this. St. Louis a cool town? I've never been there.
Nah, not really. Not really.
What's the matter with it?
Well, they lost their basketball and football teams.
What happened?
It's the same problem that all major towns have, urban flight.
I got you.
The downtown is just a desert. It's very depressing.
Well, you know what it sounds like? Thanks for the call,
Jim. If it wasn't for the Cardinals, it would be dead.
They got some hoopers that have come out of St. Louis, though.
Larry Hughes.
Jason Tatum.
Yeah.
Bradley Beal.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate the call. Sounds like he's a little down on his hometown right now.
Well,
you know what the answer is.
I actually know a couple people from St. Louis that have left.
You know what the answer in St. Louis is?
Jimmy Butler.
Mom, Donnie.
By the way, hold on. You just dropped the MVC. You told me it wasn't a conference in the green room.
This is the Missouri Valley Conference.
I was talking about the MVC.
Yeah, but you said it was called the Mountain Valley Conference.
No.
Yes, you did.
No.
You did.
No.
And I said, yeah, there is a Mountain Valley Conference. It's junior colleges in Maine.
Oh, well, you looked that one up. There's the MVC and the OVC.
Ohio Valley.
And then there's the Summit League.
Okay, who's in the Summit League?
Like North Dakota State, South Dakota State, Omaha, Denver. No.
Division two?
No, not in college basketball.
Please.
In college basketball, they got some guys that come out of there. The MVC, you better put some respect on because every single year Drake plays five out basketball and wins a couple games.
Yeah, right. It's every conference championship every year. Creighton versus Drake. Right?
Okay, then why can't Franklin and Marshall break through? St. Thomas was D3 3 years ago.
Who?
St. Thomas in Minnesota.
We won't
UC San Diego was a Division III school and is now Division I.
Listen,
where are you guys at?
We're an academic institution.
Yes, yeah, so is St. Thomas.
Yeah, okay.
St. Thomas.
You know anything about St. Thomas?
St. Thomas ain't a private Catholic.
Oh, it's private.
Academic institution?
It's private, and they, like, 600 board scores, and you're in.
Please.
I'm telling you.
St. Thomas in downtown Minneapolis. I don't know that for a fact, but it's
St. Thomas University.
Yes, in Minnesota.
It's where the mediocre go to study.
Well, it's where the Division I athletes come to play.
I know nothing about St. Thomas. I'm messing around.
It took an L to St. Mary's a couple
days ago. Is
that still
St. Thomas Aquinas?
I don't know. I don't know.
All right. St. Mary's off to a 1-0 start, right?
Undefeated. Now, that's where college basketball is separated from others because there isn't it's not a Division I AA and FCS. There's just the haves and the have-nots.
Hey, everybody. Tune in for Warriors Live today. It's presented by Xfinity, your home court advantage, brought to you by Xfinity. Watch all your favorite teams all in one place. Xfinity, imagine that. And don't forget Sunday, the kickoff show. That's when it is. Hall of Fame nominee Lorenzo Neal and Evan Giddings. It starts at 11 o'clock. Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale. All the early games that start at 10 are going to be on. Great food, great drinks, games in the parking lot. And as you know, we have a shuttle that goes from Laughing Monk to Levi Stadium. And if you want to get on that shuttle, it's free. Go to 957thegame.com. First come, first served. A couple weeks ago, this shuttle filled up pretty quickly. So go on over to 957thegame.com. Sign up now. Take a free shuttle from Laughing Monk to Levi's and back. Do it right now. Mm-hmm.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.